From Clocker Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Hello and good afternoon. Peter McIntyre with you for the next 15 minutes bringing you the Word of God. In a few minutes we'll be turning to Mark chapter 10. First of all, I'd like to play you an extract from a sermon I preached a few Sundays ago on Mother's Day. On that Sunday, I spoke upon the blessings of a godly mother. If you'd like a copy of this sermon, please call me or write to me. I'll send you a copy free of charge. I took as my text Proverbs 31 verse 28, which says, "Her children arise up and call her blessed." Listen to the introduction to the sermon. It is a most remarkable blessing to be blessed with a mother, because apart from perhaps a dear partner in life, there is no one who will feel for us, care for us, weep for us as much as mother would. Compare the natural caring heart of a mother with Christianity and combine the two, and we discover a blessing that is unparalleled in this world. There are many here who have received this wonderful boon, and every day you thank God for a mother who loves the Lord and loves you as well. There are some who appreciate this blessing, and perhaps there are others, and you have not quite appreciated this blessing as you ought to have done. And as a result, you have caused your mother to shed many a needless tear. If this applies to you, then listen carefully to what God's Word has to say today. There are mothers here today in all stages of motherhood, because a mother never ceases being a mother. Some still have babes in arms, others have infants in primary school, some have teenagers and grown-up children at home, and for others, the birds have flown in the nest, and the wheel of life and of marriage has, as it were, turned full circle, but still, a mother is a mother. I believe it is most appropriate that on such a day as this, that we give some encouragement and help to mothers from God's Word, and that we seek to challenge all of our hearts concerning the duties and responsibilities we owe to mother. So let us, from the Scriptures and in particular from the book of Proverbs, examine the blessings of a godly mother. And the first blessing of a godly mother is this. It is the blessing of love. Turn with me over to the book of Proverbs chapter 4 and to the verse 3. And here Solomon says, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother." Yes, he was his father's son, proud to be his father's son, respectful of his father, submissive to his father. And yet when he thought of his mother, his thoughts turned to tenderness and to love. The love of a mother. The blessing of knowing that there is a mother who loves us and cares for us. And that's something we should always in life stop and remember and thank God for.
We're reading the Word of God from Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. We're beginning at the verse 45. "For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when they heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried out the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. in the way. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearts. The earthly journey of the Lord Jesus Christ was nearing an end. His face was set for Jerusalem, where he would in a short time be crucified and where he would bear the guilt of humanity. As he approached Jerusalem during those final days, he came to the city of Jericho. This was a truly beautiful place. One ancient writer called it the Eden of Palestine, the very fairyland of the old world. It was a city renowned for its palm trees. It was a city noted for the growing of balsa wood, from which the healing oil known as balsam was harvested. It was a city known for its roses and for its fragrance. In fact, the very name means fragrance. And as Jesus came off the hills to wind his way down into the deep valley where Jericho was situated, he would have beheld a beautiful sight. But he came not for the scenery, nor to smell the aroma. The Lord Jesus came to Jericho for sinners, for those that needed him. And one such man was this individual known as Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. What is most heartwarming here is this. Under the agonizing shadow of the cross, Christ was fulfilling his life's work faithfully, seeking and saving that which was lost. This is the same ministry in which the Lord is engaged today. He loves the souls of men and women. He loves you. He has a heart that feels for sinners, just as he felt for poor blind Bartimaeus. Let us consider gospel lessons from the healing of Bartimaeus. Firstly, please consider Bartimaeus, deprived. Bartimaeus was deprived in that he was blind. He could not see the world around him. What a tremendous deprivation this is. The Bible teaches us that the sinner is a person who is blind. Not blind in his eyes, but blind in his heart. In 2 Corinthians 4 verses 3 and 4, Paul said, "If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." The reason why people refuse Christ is because they're blind in their hearts. After all, they are refusing the greatest message that ever was, that the Son of God should die for them. They are refusing the greatest opportunity that exists, the opportunity to live in heaven for eternity. They are refusing the opportunity to escape from hell's fires. This in itself is entirely illogical. It is without reason. Why not come to Christ? Is it not because your heart is blind to the glorious truth? Bartimaeus was deprived in that he was a poor man. He was a beggar. And the sinner today is impoverished. The Lord Jesus Christ, when preaching upon the mount, he said, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth. You're going to lose them." That's what he was saying. You'll lose them. Don't live for the treasures of this world, because you'll lose it. And if you don't lose it in this life, you'll not take it with you when you die. He says, rather, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Without Christ, without eternal life, you're poor, you're deprived, for that's what it is to be a sinner. Bartimaeus was a man who was determined. He was determined because he took his opportunity, and he took it so well. He heard that Christ was in the neighborhood. He had never seen Christ. He could not see Christ, but he had heard about Jesus. The Lord Jesus came the way of Jericho on one occasion. This was the one occasion. Bartimaeus took the opportunity. And he cried out with great determination, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He recognized who Jesus was, the Messiah. The term Son of David meant the Savior, because the Jews expected the Messiah to come from the household of David. Therefore, this man was crying out, "You're my Savior. You're my hope. You're the one that can deliver me. Heal me. Have mercy on me." He took his opportunity. He cried out. People tried to keep him quiet. Others attempted to stop him from crying. But he cried out the more, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me." He knew his need. And he knew that the answer to that need was just there, within touching distance. Therefore, he cried out. Today, if you're unconverted, You have got an opportunity to take Christ as your Saviour. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to you through His Word, and I cannot promise you that you will have any other opportunity. Therefore, you need to come and take the Saviour now. Perhaps there are obstacles, just as Bartimaeus had obstacles, people who were preventing him. You consider those in your life who you feel would be opposed to you becoming a Christian. You're afraid of losing friendships. You've got to look past those individuals, because your eternal welfare is more important than what other people think. You've got to seize your opportunity. Seize it today, seize it now, because the Saviour of men is within touching distance. Will you not take Christ? We're told that Bartimaeus, he rose, and as he rose, he left his cloak behind him. The coat would have been a hindrance. It was a long flowing robe, and had he got up quickly, he may have tripped over it. And so it was better to leave it sitting by the wayside as he went to Jesus. And this illustrates what the sinner has to do. Leave the old life behind him. Leave the old things of this world. Whatever is sin to you, whatever you need to repent of to become a Christian, you must turn from it. Leave the cloak behind you and come and take Jesus Christ as your Saviour. That's clear teaching here. He was determined. He wasn't going to miss his opportunity. Bartimaeus in the final place was delighted. He was delighted because Christ noticed him. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one who listens to every cry of distress. And he listened to Bartimaeus. Whilst others were trying to keep Bartimaeus quiet, the Lord heard this man. And he stopped. And he looked. And he said, "Bring him to me." If you give your life to the Lord today, the Lord will hear you. He'll see you. He'll recognize you. He'll want you. He'll love you. For the Lord says, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out." Bartimaeus came to Jesus, and the Lord said, "What do you want me to do?" The Lord knew what was needed, but he wanted to hear it, that I might see. You need to come and confess your sin to the Lord. And when you do this, you'll become different. You'll have a new life. You'll not merely become a reformed person. You'll become a regenerated person, a new creature, a new person in Christ Jesus. And after this, Bartimaeus began to follow Jesus. He now could follow. He could see to follow. He had a new outlook. His life was transformed. The person who is saved becomes a follower of Jesus. And Jesus said that his faith hath made him whole. It was not his works. It was not what he did. It was his confidence in Christ that saved him, because Christ was the only one who could help him. I would appeal to you today to take the Saviour. Meet this man from Galilee, this Son of God, the one who can make you completely different, both for this life and that which is to come. Thank you very much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocher Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you. And don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.